Wonderful. Warren Zevon, live here on BBC Radio 1 on the Andy Kershaw programme. Warren, the new album, Life Will Kill You, you recorded most of it as, well, what we get on the CD is what you recorded as demos, largely, isn't it? And then decided to put that out.
Well, they weren't demos to me. I recorded them at home. You know, that's been the great leveling factor in the recording industry, is that everybody can make their own records now. Inexpensive digital recording equipment.
Does the recording process going into...
They were masters in my life.
Does the recording process going into a studio with other musicians, that kind of care, but does it bore you?
Well, bored is a word I rarely use. I wouldn't say it was boring, but as you probably sense, Andy, and you know, I'm not the most sociable person in the world, so working alone is kind of my... It works well for me.
Let's go back to the period when you first came, really, to international attention. I mean, you'd done stuff previously, like made an album in 1969 with Kim Fowler, which disappeared.
Of which I'm justly proud, though.
Sure, and yeah. You'd been musical director of the Everly Brothers.
Yes.
For how long did you do that?
A couple of years.
Was it good fun?
Oh, it was the greatest. It was my first job on the road. It was the greatest.
And you were the pianist as well, were you?
Well, being their pianist was about the extent of my duties, my maestro duties as musical director for them. But standing back and listening to them was a great pleasure every night.
And then you kind of burst through over here in about 1978 with Werewolves of London and Excitable Boy and songs like Lawyers, Guns and Money.
Yes, sir, I did. Of course, there were some knockabout ne'er-do-well years in between, but that's about when I did.
And Werewolves of London, you were telling me earlier, I was surprised to hear, had absolutely no connection or bearing on the film American Werewolf in London. I'd always assumed that which came out 2 years after your song, had been inspired by the song, but no connection at all.
None whatsoever that I know of. It was inspired by a suggestion of Phil Everly's. He said, why don't you guys write a song for me, call it Werewolves of London, and make it a dance.
And was he supposed to record it, or did he record it?
Yes, he said, I'm recording a solo album, so do this for me.
And did he eventually record it?
No. No, I did, and it was a hit.
Could we have something from around that period?
From the early years?
The middle period.
The middle years, yeah.